Good morning, humanity. Or perhaps it might be afternoon, evening, or the middle of the night, wherever you are. And we are broadcasting from the epicenter of human unity, from Auroville in southern India. My name is Fifth. I'm your hostess with the mostest and also the co-founder of Medi Clown Academy. We are creating a happy, healthy India for all, sharing laughter, love, joy, and play with people everywhere. After all, India does know love. Now, humor and laughter have been the most important thing to do, in my opinion, during this lockdown time. And yesterday, at the Auroville Village Action Group, along with the homeopathic doctor and the superintendent of police, we at MediClown Academy were invited to present on how laughter supports physical, emotional, mental, and psychological well-being. Thank goodness we're being taken seriously. Anyway, about 45 self-help group leaders, men and women, wearing various beautiful styles and colors of masks with a good 2 meters between them, listened attentively to the homeopath and then for the next 30 minutes with Medi Clown Academy. And while the homeopath was really, really quite wonderful and there was a lot of really good information, with Medi Clown Academy, we went into embodying everything. And so we started out by using our imagination and we went through the course of our day with the 45 people there and embodied the many precautionary measures using laughter, pranayama, which is the breathing technique, rhythms and humor technique. I'll share those with you now, and I invite you and Stefano, who's in the studio, our wonderful, wonderful sound engineer, to join in. First of all, I want you to remember a time when you were at your best in radiant, optimal health. That's it. Take in that deep, deep breath and feel that glorious feeling and allow it to vibrate and to resonate through your whole body. There you go. And imagine that you're sensorizing all of this. You're feeling it, you're seeing it, you're hearing it. Maybe there's a sound, but it's a full body experience. Beautiful. Beautiful. And now that you've got that feeling, I want you to put your hands together in namaste or prayer pose, which basically means the spirit in me honors the spirit in you, and we're going to laugh. So what we did in the session yesterday, we looked at each other in the eye, wherever we were in that room, and we bowed together and we laughed. So just as you have that laughter in you, remember, you're 6 feet apart and you're laughing with someone else. So today, let's just do that for about 30 seconds. Normally, I like to do it for a minute to get your lungs really filled with that beautiful, beautiful energy. So while you're feeling this absolute radiant, wonderful health, let's look at everyone, your friends, your colleagues, your family, everyone. See them in radiant, optimal health. And 1, 2, 3, let's laugh. I can see that radiant, optimal health just glowing from you. And now take a deep breath in. You're going to put the palms of your hands together. You're going to clap your hands and we're going to say, very good, very good, yay! And you're going to do it one more time. And when you say yay, it's like you're Wonder Woman or you're like Superman, be a kid and throw your hands up in the air. 1, 2, 3, let's try it. Very good, very good, yay! One more time. Very good, very good, yay! And if you don't know Tamil, I'm going to teach teach you. You can say rumbanella, rumbanella, yay, which also means very good, yay. Let's do rumbanella. One, two, three. Rumbanella, rumbanella, yay. One more time. Rumbanella, rumbanella, yay. That is fantastic, because what you are now doing is you are anchoring that fantastic good feeling in your body. And you're saying to your body, whoa, I am awesome. How often is it that someone looks at you and says, hey, man, great job, great job. So that's what we're doing when we say rumbanella. Now, the next thing we did with this group of 45 women is we said, and men, we said, let's start by washing our hands. Normally, I do it with a song, but I do it in an English song. But right now, we'll do it with laughter. So imagine you're going to take some hand sanitizer and you're going to squirt your hands. Everyone, imagine the hand sanitizer. You there with me, Stefano? Okay. So you're going to go, okay. And you're going to put your palms together and you're going to, can you hear this? Yeah, you're going to rub your hands together and we're going to just laugh. And now you're going to go between the fingers. Woo! Don't forget the back of your hands. Let's do the other hand. And then remember, your thumbs go round your thumbs. Other thumb. And they go round your wrists. Oh my God, you're going to have really super clean hands. And then you have to finish by tickling your palms. Tickle your palms. And tickle your other palm. Oh, and then you go, you show me your hands, you do say, clean hands. That's what we do. And we'll end with rumbanella, rumbanella, yay, one more time. Rumbanella, rumbanella, yay. Fantastic. This is absolutely fantastic, because what we're doing now is we're teaching our body, not only our mind, but we're teaching our body when that what we're doing is absolutely great. And this is fantastic because it supports kids to learn how to wash their hands properly or use hand sanitizer. Now, the other thing that we did was we did pranayama. We did a few more exercises. I won't go through all of them. Over the course of our different episodes, I will. But what we did at this point, we coughed into our elbow and then we washed our clothes the old-fashioned way. So when we coughed into our elbow, it was just like, and then you went to your other elbow and you coughed into it. And you laughed. And then, of course, because your clothes are not so clean, we had to wash them. So we washed them, doing that in a playful manner. And then we hung them out to dry in the sun, because you need to have vitamin D. And if you're not taking vitamin D tabs, or if you're completely in lockdown, well, us in Oroville, we do get to see the sun, but just close your eyes and imagine that beautiful, beautiful, glorious, glorious sun going on your skin, and you feel that as it tingles through all your cells and it tingles through your whole body. Feel that delight of healing. Just feel yourself heal. And you are now in optimal, radiant health. Beautiful. Allow your tummy to smile. Allow your lungs to smile. Allow your lips to smile, your cheeks to smile. Allow your eyes, even though they're still closed, to smile. And now gently open your eyes and look at the beautiful people around you. Whether they are there in person, like I am with Stefano, or whether they are there in your imagination. See them all. Now throw your arms back to the sky. Let's thank the sun and the sky in gratitude, and let's just laugh again for about another 20 seconds. One, two, three. Have your arms up high. just take your arms and, because we're all doing physical distancing, give yourself a huge hug. And allow your body to twist from side to side. Give yourself a really good stretch, because physical exercise is super, super important while we're here during this time of lockdown. We did a whole lot of other things as well. I won't go into them now, but we did chapati laughter. We made food. We swept. And what was fantastic was the men and the women. Everyone did it. And we encouraged them that in their household, the children do it as well. So the elderly may not contribute in the same way, but they can do something as they're sitting down, and people with disabilities as well. By the way, if you find that you're coughing, that's fine. Just drink lots of water after you finish doing the laughing, but you are bringing out all the guck that's in your lungs. This is why you're coughing. So now, what was very exciting about our session was also the superintendent of police was there and then joined in. And with our assistance, he led the closing. So I invite you to join in. I will say it. And this is what he did. Okay. We supported him. What a great guy. And you're going to put your hands together and you're going to say, "I am the happiest person in the world." And you're going to throw your arms up and say, "Yay!" You with me, Stefano? 1, 2, 3. "I am the happiest person in the world." "Yay!" Healthiest. "I am the healthiest person in the world." 1, 2, 3. "I am the healthiest person in the world." Woohoo! "And I love being me." 1, 2, 3. "And I love being me." Woohoo! And give yourself your last big hug. And at the end, the superintendent requested that we, a bunch of medi-clowns, work with his group of police officers, more than 100, and also train them. It's great when laughter and humor are recognized and taken seriously by those who are highly respected. So thank you very much for joining us this time. Remember to laugh a lot. And next time, it's going to be 34 years that Hamish and I first met. And I'll share a bit of what has kept us together all these years. Until next time, laugh, stay safe. Thank you so much for your comments. We appreciate it. And thanks for sharing love and laughter and also sharing our link. Thank you all. Bye for now.